truly in the 2X, you doing good.
We rolling.
All right.
It's hot.
Right now?
It's rolling. All
right, bet.
Oh, we good?
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Justice served. Well, let's not speak too early. You still got to wait on sentence.
Yeah, they ain't going to get 8 months.
Man. No, ain't no fucking
ain't no way.
Way.
Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Murder charges?
Nah, I'm playing.
He was found guilty on all three.
Yeah, they said the max sentence for the first one was 45 years.
Yeah.
He ain't got no prior, so he's going to get 8.
I think he's going to get 10. 10
get out of 5.
Yeah, I think he's going to get 10. And then he's going to be a deputy sheriff in a small town like Elizabeth City or something.
Nah, they said the prosecutor was going to try to ask the judge for like egregious sentencing or something like that, meaning like they was going to try to ask for the maximum on all three counts because... And they said they have to prove that the act was actually egregious, and there's a couple of different elements that they have to prove. And one of them being that children were around, which there were two. I know there was one child that actually testified during the trial and everything like that. So.
But my thing is the counts that they charged them with, like two of them basically were saying that it wasn't egregious. If that makes sense.
Yeah. One of it was worded unintentional.
Yeah.
Something.
It's still second degree murder.
But my question is, and since you were in the law.
I mean, for it not to be unintentional, that's like if they would have tried to charge him with first degree murder. I don't think he would have been found guilty because first degree murder, you basically have to prove that he went to that scene with the intent to kill them.
Yeah, no, I mean, and we knew can't it could have been.
That's the case. So I felt like what they charged him with was correct because that's what they knew they would be able to get a guilty verdict with. So
isn't like when you don't take the plea deal because he denied the plea deal. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't they be throwing the book at you? Because typically that's what they do under a normal circumstance.
So,
I think they did what they had to do to get a conviction.
And then
because if they didn't, it was going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we got a guest. And you ain't trading everything.
I mean, because this hot shit right now. Yeah. We're going to introduce our guest.
One of my favorite people in the world. Introduce yourself.
My name is Jaleesa.
There you go.
Where you from?
I am from Lewisburg.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Franklin County.
Yeah.
Lewisburg.
Straight out of the 2-5.
No,
we're the 919. What is you over here doing?
Yeah, we 919. Okay. I don't know why people think you.
Ain't y'all close to Rocky Mountain?
No. We close to Raleigh.
Y'all close.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Rocky Mountain from grandma's house is like 30 minutes.
10 minutes. Oh.
Because Nashville is not that far. Like,
Nashville's 15.
Yeah, so you get on, what, 64?
Mm-hmm.
Take it straight to Rocky
Mountain. Yeah, I don't
Mountain.
Understand
like
why Lewisburg 919, but I'm not here to debate that.
I mean, because we're like probably like 10, 15 minutes, give or take, from Henderson. That way, anyway.
Yeah, that's
okay, because Warren County right there.
And they 252.
Yeah, and they 252.
Yeah, I mean, y'all deserve to be a 252.
No,
we're
not. Don't be that.
Okay. All right, I'm not here to fight this battle tonight.
You're not here, man?
No, this is an IMO moment, in my opinion. But continue, Derek.
Oh, yeah.
Where we leave off at?
Oh, yeah. Derek Chauvin. I just want him to get fucked in prison. I really, that's all I want. As long as he get raped, I'm good.
He in there by himself right there. They got him in the
They gonna move him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they ain't gonna put him nowhere where he can get fucked. But I just hope he do.
He gonna be in Camp 8 all by himself.
Yeah, he gonna have a TV.
Ain't got no fists.
Ain't got no fists.
He got the gun line, bro.
He gonna have a TV and a full setup.
Yeah, he gonna be in there doing TikTok.
They might move him down here to Butler. Yeah. Never know.
You know Bernie Madoff was here?
Yeah.
Who?
Bernie Madoff was here.
Who was that?
Yeah, they said Butler like the hill.
So Bernie Madoff, he did the biggest Ponzi scheme ever. He stole billions of dollars from people. Wow. So
white collar crime type shit.
Yeah, but like the biggest white collar crime he could possibly do.
That's right.
So he got life in jail. But the thing was, so he tried to get out like a year ago. You know, when the COVID shit, they were like, nope, no. Like so, but he was in Butner, like which is like 20-30 minutes from here. Mm. And he just died like last week.
Okay. Did he really?
Yeah, he died last week.
Oh damn.
It was like CNN sent the little thing.
Rest in peace.
For what?
Yeah.
Without him, there wouldn't be no Robin Hood. True. Yeah, because he was stealing, so now we don't got.
He was a pioneer. He like he came up with this scam and shit. You know
what
I
mean? Yeah.
I'm not even gonna say what I wanted to say.
Say it. So I can laugh.
What was he? Was he black?
His name Bernie Madoff.
just another white man.
Mm-hmm. What we tell you before?
Every is. Racist, sexist, homophobist.
No, back to Derek Chavez.
Fuck his name up. Like, yeah, fuck him.
Nigga, so said, like, nigga said they was smoking on Derek Chauvin the other day.
Yeah.
420.
Did you see his reaction when he got the three verdict?
What was going on with his eyes? Like, his eyes just kept.
I don't understand.
He adding up them years. That's what it is.
I don't understand. I'm white. I'm guilty.
You think that's what it was? Yeah, that's what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Couldn't he have been saying I'm blue?
You mean like a police officer?
Yeah.
You think that justifies anything?
No, I was.
I'm just asking. Yeah.
I was just, because he has a number of privileges, clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Right. So
police and.
For sure. The man got to wear a suit to his trial. I don't know too many black people that wore suits to their trial.
But then he bond out.
Yeah, he won't. He won't in jail while the trial was going.
A lot of us can't afford to bond out.
That's the privilege I'm talking about right there.
Well, also because he probably had private donors to bail him out. I'm willing to bet his bail was high.
He ain't paying for that lawyer either.
Yeah. There's white men who did that for him.
He part of the FOP, I'm sure. Fraternal Order of Police.
Yeah. Ain't you part of that?
They own
you got like a union. You got a sticker. You send $1 every month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know about that because you got your concealed weapons license.
And so
you get them emails.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, about the gun laws.
So,
you want to be a white man so bad.
Because I get emails about gun laws?
Nah, it's just because you want to be a Republican.
Yeah, you want to be. Yeah. But that's not what we come here to talk about.
They attack me. Just,
nah, I mean.
I like guns.
I'm interested in seeing what the verdict is.
You mean the sentencing? Because the verdict's already done.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the sentencing. And I know that they. I know that he's probably going to appeal as well, you know, so we'll see how that goes, too.
So.
They have already actually started the written appeals process. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't even surprise me.
Do you feel like this was enough, though? Like, him going to jail? Because I think about it, like, after this happened, something else happened.
Was it enough? No.
And this is the first one, too.
Like, I don't even know how to feel about it, honestly, because, like, when the verdict came out, it was almost like. I was happy that, you know, he was found guilty, but at the same time, I didn't have that happy feeling or that happy.
It was like about time.
It was almost like, damn, like, is this what justice is? You know what I mean? I have not witnessed, you know, a police officer actually pay for, you know, some type of injustice. So I didn't know. It's just a weird feeling.
I guess my question would be, I mean, how else. In this particular situation, should justice be served? Because the only other thing I'm thinking is executing the nigga.
I mean,
yeah, because I feel like George Zimmerman should have died by now.
Bro, that's a whole another issue.
But that's what I'm saying.
You're telling me autumn.
I feel like this was a compromise.
It was a compromise.
Yeah. I feel like it was a compromise.
Because they knew shit was
going
to go left.
Because they knew shit was going to go left. Mm-hmm. Like, they had to give us something. Sacrificial to keep us quiet.
I really do agree with
this. Yeah, this was a compromise. He was their sacrifice.
Yeah, because it's been put. Because so, like, I would say, like, 2015, 2016, it got, like, ever since then, it's been, like, back to back to back to back to back. And nothing was done about
mm-hmm.
it. And this was probably the first time we could probably say we look at this situation and was like, he had to go.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, all the other ones.
When it was too many witnesses, like,
right.
He couldn't really escape this. And a lot of the time, they're pulling us on the side of the road, and it's just their body cam.
Yeah.
Like, it's just their word against ours. Right.
If they turn the body
they turn the body cam on or if they turn it in. This time, you are out. Because then the EMS or something, like EMT or something, testify against him as well. Yep.
And she was on beat and she was just there and just said,
You had video cameras out there. Yeah. You had kids out there.
And even the owner of the store was like, he regretted, his regret was calling the police.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm like, damn. You know
they
what I mean?
They can't beat this one. If they were to beat this, if they was to let him off, that would have been World War. What? I mean, it would have went left. Like,
yeah, because like a lot of the other situation, I felt like I wouldn't say it was justifiable, but they had an out in those. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like Philando Castile,
it was like a loophole kind of. Yeah. They can lie.
So like with Philando Castile, so like the video we saw was after the fact. We didn't see what happened to make the dude shoot him. Yeah. Not saying that was justifiable, but we didn't see. We just assumed this cop did what he wasn't supposed to do.
Right. Yeah.
You have
Breonna Taylor.
Breonna Taylor. We don't, like I said, that's really their word against theirs. You know what I'm saying? We don't really know exactly what happened.
We won't there.
We won't there. So it was always an out with a lot of these situations. But this one, it was like, we see it. I feel like the only other one I felt like should have got was Eric Garner, because we saw that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But that was also in 2013 where we're like, this wasn't such a hot button topic.
And they tried to blame the fact that he was obese and that all of that type stuff.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to a black man, they always have a little.
Yeah, they try to say, whatchamacallit, inhale too much carbon monoxide.
Who?
George Floyd?
Mm-hmm.
So
the defense lawyer trying to use that.
Because he smoked cigarettes, basically.
Nah, because where he was laying was right by the exhaust tip on the cruiser.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the trial.
So the nigga said, did y'all do a blood test?
But even if that's the case, that's still negligent on the officer not to realize that, hey, I have this man pinned down right here by the exhaust pipe. Let me sit him up.
And then his knee was on his neck. Aren't they supposed to go back to like a 2017 case or something on him? I remember seeing an article. I didn't read it, but it's supposed to go back
I did see
to like a 2017 case on him where he had his knee pinched against someone else's neck.
So he just be out here just,
it was a case.
Yeah.
This not his first.
Yeah.
No.
He said nigga at home. He said nigga.
He said that word.
Nigger. Yeah.
I mean, like they don't walk the talk and making jokes. Like we already know.
He said that word.
But yeah, they're supposed to go back to like a 2017 case. But he had to be, he was a sacrificial lamb. They had to give, us something. Because
just,
they knew.
It was just too much visual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole world watches this nigga
die.
Right?
They couldn't beat that one.
So since we're on this subject.
Can I ask one question real quick?
What's up?
And this is, I ain't gonna say playing devil's advocate. Do you feel like that case was even fair to try?
Who?
That whole case. The reason I say that is because I don't feel like they could have found a fair jury regardless.
No.
I don't
care what any of them jurors said in their interview. Or
I feel like all of them seen it before they went in there.
Yep, absolutely.
Unless you literally got people who were like from overseas and never saw this news, I don't feel like they could have ever got anybody who would have not convicted that man.
Right.
That makes sense?
And it was tried at the state level, right?
Was it really?
I think.
Dumbass.
I mean, so
you know the appeals is gonna go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Supreme Court
if they
take it.
Yeah.
And they probably won't.
Yeah.
Cause they don't want that smoke.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, man. Like it's a lot of money and time.
It is. But like I said, if he was part of the Fraternal Order of Police, he has the backing of their
union, basically.
Union and everything. So he got lawyers and everything like that because he paid that shit monthly. So.
So, bro, you know the nigga that, the white man, the little white boy that shot up in, like, Wisconsin somewhere. His name Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, he has a GoFundMe where, like, there's police officers and shit, like, funding his, like, case and stuff?
It does not surprise me.
And it doesn't, but I just think it's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm. It's not even, it's fucked up.
Like, no, I'm saying it's weird that, like, you have that much hate in your heart that you could fund this racist-ass white boy who was out here just shooting folks just for the fuck of it because of your Second Amendment right.
Yeah.
With an AR-15.
Yeah. That's why I said you need to go in everybody's house that has one and remove them.
You got guns?
No, I want one, though.
You want one?
Come in this son bitch if you want.
I can see your thick ass with a gun right now. Big shit, 245.
For a second, I thought you talking. I thought you were talking to me. I was like, oh, you crazy.
I shot one yesterday.
AR-15?
You changed your mind.
Nah, I mean, I still don't think they're necessary, but I had fun. And especially when I got...
You did it at work at Alpha?
Yeah, at work. 3-round burst. Yeah, I mean, this shit's fun. I'm not gonna lie.
He's in the military, by the way.
This shit's fun, but...
He look like it, right?
He shaped like a bullet.
I was just gonna say it's the haircut. He got.
Yeah,
like
I was gonna say that, too,
like
but,
a,
you know...
shaped like a bullet.
Yeah.
You know...
I'm shaped like the moon pie. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. But nah, so to kind of stay in the same realm, the shooting in Ohio, I'm on the fence with that one. Like the Derek Chauvin shit, yeah, I think we all agree that, you know, that shit was just.
So you said you was on the fence, but why? Malicious.
I'm on the fence because, okay, so I'm going to say this. I do feel like he didn't have to shoot her four times. I do feel like there should be some type of training. I do feel that way. But in the heat of the moment, when you have a decision to make and you see this 16-year-old girl with a knife about to stab another child, what really can you do? What's your thought process? And me being a mother, I'm looking like, I don't want nobody stabbing my child, but I don't want nobody's child getting killed either. So, with that being said, you ugly motherfucker. No, I'm not. So, with that being said, it's kind of like, I'm on the fence about it. Like, I feel like he could have used different tactics. I will always say that. Nobody's child deserves to, you know, have their life taken away.
Yeah.
I really do believe that. I also believe, because weren't there adults out there at one point or something like that? Like, I kept seeing where people were saying, like, her father was out there or something like
that. Was out there?
Yeah, they said it was, like, adults out there.
But so, they said she was in a foster home or something, though.
Really?
The two other girls were her foster sisters. All of them was in a foster home. And I think they got an argument over cleaning up.
Really? All this is all about this over.
I really believe that's what it was. So there, all of them were in a foster, was in foster care.
I didn't see the video.
This is a whole nother problem. This is a whole nother problem.
What's the problem?
I ain't gonna talk about it. Now, y'all gonna call me sexist.
Dramatics. You about to say gender roles or some shit.
They were fighting over what they were supposed to do.
So, I told you sexist, man.
I'm joking. This is a joke.
So the reason I asked you that was because I feel the same way. The exact same way. Because me and him had this combo before y'all got here. And I thought maybe he could use a taser. But then again, I'm like, it was one for one.
So this is why, this is my rebuttal to that. Because I'm on the fence with it as well.
Yeah.
If he had not shot her, and she would have stabbed the other girl, I feel like a lot of people would have been like, bro, you the police. Why
It wasn't a win-win situation for him.
I feel like it wasn't a
win-win situation for him. And I feel like we're so, as black people, as a community, we're so traumatized by white cops at this point in time because of what we have been through that we can't really see their side. And that's kind of where we lack empathy at. You know what I'm saying? We lack understanding. We can't be one-sided in a situations like this regarding other people's lives.
I'm telling y'all, if y'all ever want to, like, see or get an idea of what this shit is like, I know y'all from Lewisburg, so maybe not Lewisburg, but, like, the nearest big city, like, maybe I'm not saying that. Maybe Raleigh has it, but a lot of these big cities have these virtual training scenarios that they allow folks to go through. Put yourself in the shoes of an officer who has a split second to make a decision on whether or not to take a life or render a life or protect their own life. I mean, until you're in the shoes of a police officer, you'll never understand really what it is they go through. Like, I was a police officer for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and they put me in so many fucked up scenarios during my training that when I graduated the academy and got on the streets, everybody that I encountered, I felt like was a bad guy or that was going to do some type of harm to me. And it was me having a good field training officer and was like, look, I know what you've been through during the academy and what they put you through, but it's really not like that out here on the streets.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good training for you to have, so when you get in a scenario like that, you know how to handle yourself and you know what to do, but it's really not like that out here on the streets. Right. You know what I mean? And the unfortunate part is there's a lot of white people out here, period, that fear black people just because of our skin color. That period.
Yours.
So when you give, that person that automatically fears, you know, black people,
and I feel
a badge
like,
and a gun,
yeah,
that gives them, oh,
I'm good now. You
I know, feel like I a lot of them is like motherfuckers who got picked on in school.
I feel like they're not putting them. Yeah. I feel like they're putting the people who have some type of underlying issue in Black communities, and they're putting them in the roughest part of Black communities. That's how I feel. I feel like you're not putting police officers in the roughest communities that can really
relate.
They can step out, maybe play hoop with the kids, maybe have a conversation with, you know what I'm saying, the people that live there, like the residents.
So let me ask you this. How many Black people you know want to be cops?
Not many. That's really a problem. And it's really a problem.
Not too many.
We really need to take over the justice system. I'm not even playing.
I actually was a cop in the same city that I grew up in. And I wanted to patrol the same area that I grew up in because I knew the area, I knew the people in the area, but I was not that fortunate. You know what I'm saying? Because I truly wanted to give back to my community. You know what I mean? And I felt like I did in a sense, you know, just not the same area that I grew up in.
Yeah.
But when I got into it, and, you know, I enjoyed being a police officer because I enjoyed helping people. But at the same time, I had other goals and aspirations. That's why I didn't stay with it. So. Yeah.
I think we, like, from where we're from, we have one person. So, what's his name? What's the Quan older brother's name? Keith, I think?
Yeah.
He's the only one I know who's a cop.
Yeah. He's black. Well-known Black cop. Yeah.
And then we have one guy who's around our age. He's a deputy.
Okay.
Jeffrey Eddy.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
And so Jeffrey was a nice guy, but he also wasn't, like, I guess, like a strong influence of what we did growing up. Keith, on the other hand, was older than us, so him coming back to the community was dope. You know what I mean? But, like, I do feel like, but we do see other people that we've grown up with who become.
Yeah, because we got Dylan.
And I feel like, but that a lot of them were soft, and then they got that badge, and they got it to feel like they tough.
Yeah, like
now because the motherfucker she talking about, he lift weights now and he tough supposedly.
Yeah,
and I'll beat him the fuck up when I.
Wait a minute.
He never done that to me.
But he is so like, all right. So
you need therapy.
I do.
He's gonna be aggressive right now.
I know he didn't do nothing to me. I'm sorry.
Why are we aggressive right now? But coming from, I think he's cool because he grew up around our age group.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So he knows a lot of the people who are still in Lewisburg.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like, because I do remember seeing him supporting a few of our Black classmates in their businesses, I feel like he could really make a stand if it's genuine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's very, very genuine, because his wife is not white.
What is she?
She's Philippine.
Okay, I never knew what she
Queenie
was.
Queenie is Philippine, yeah. I grew up with Queenie.
She didn't graduate. She was in the same grade with us.
Yeah, she was in the same grade. I think she left after middle school. I think she went to
middle
school.
She was bad, though. For real. Like, not trying to be funny. She was bad.
But I feel his older brother married Amanda Kearney.
Before I fell to grade, me and Matthew was in the same class.
Okay.
And Matthew, to me, is cooler. But Matthew is the bigger nerd, though. Not trying to be funny, but Matthew was very intelligent. But, like, his sense of humor just, like, was funny to me. Dylan was, it never felt
But I always spoke, like, I think I interacted more with Dylan because he dated a girl who was on the volleyball team.
Plus he was younger.
You know what I'm saying? So he was always around. And then when I started going to the gym in Lewisburg, of course, he was there. Yeah. This was, I think his leg was still in the cast at that time, I think. Yeah.
How you mean?
Yeah, his leg was still in the cast at that time. And I met his father one day in the gym. But like I said, he's around our age. You know what I'm saying?
So you feel if he was one of the ones who says Black Lives Matter or something like that, you feel like it would be genuine to how he feels? Because I feel like a lot of the white people that you see around that do say it, I don't believe it sometimes.
I feel like you can tell when it's genuine. Like, I feel like we do have a few people, you know, white classmates. What's his name? Ryan.
Wagner.
What's his name? Yeah. Tiffany Nguyen.
They're genuine.
Yeah, they're genuine. They're genuine. I don't think I've interacted enough with Dylan to really feel that it's genuine, but I feel like him having the title that he has, the occupation that he has, he could probably, if it's the way he's looking, like, I feel like if it's genuine, he could probably.
Because what happened, so like me and him were having this convo by ourselves before y'all got here. And we were talking about basically in the workplace and how, you know, you think you know somebody until some shit pop off. You know what I mean? Because we're not going to speak on names or anything, but you probably were, like, I know for a fact, just because me and you are best friends, you know what I mean? That you and that person we were speaking about were close, and then some shit popped off. You're like, this is not, you probably were thinking, like, this ain't the same person I would have drinks with and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with me at work. Biden gets elected. I'm watching it on the TV at work, and you hear shit like, it ain't going to hold up in court. Yeah, and then that's when I'm like, oh, that you one of them.
And this is why I'm thankful for the people I work with. Like,
I'm drunk, man.
y'all weird.
What's up, Keisha?
She sleep. Yeah.
And this is why I'm thankful for the people I work with, because my manager is legit a country white woman. She didn't see black people till she went to college. And legitimately, I've been working with her. I think I've been in Briar Creek going on maybe like 6 years now, I think. She's been my manager the whole entire time. Like, and when I tell you, like, she, like, when I was pregnant with Levi, like, she bought, her husband, like, bought gifts. I mean, like, his playpen, his bassinet. Like, I'm talking about, she's been to my house. She's helped my child. Like, I've been to their house.
What do you think, she's trying to make up a lost time for not liking niggas?
No, I don't think that at all. I think you can tell when it's genuine. Like, he really went left. Like, we're talking about the workplace. Because you were just like,
I get what you're saying.
She wanted to be Sandy Claus.
Do you really think that, though?
I was asking.
I don't feel that way, and okay. I'm really a good. I'm usually a good judge of character.
Yeah, I don't feel that way neither.
Yeah, like, there are some genuine good white people out here. There are some people who are uncomfortable by who me. I always wanted to be a cop.
I feel like to be a cop, you have to have a good judge of character.
Yeah, that too.
I always wanted to be a cop growing up. That's crazy.
I think the reason why more people, especially more black people, are not cops is because they don't feel like they'll make enough money being a cop because we struggled growing up. And you need the money to give for your family.
But it's also going to take a lot. I mean, it's also going to take a lot for you
except,
as a black cop.
Except for the bitch that shot bruh in, was that Minnesota? She made $90,000 a year. That shit, y'all don't think that was crazy?
So the one that mistook her.
A gun for a taser?
Yeah.
Oh, a taser for a gun. Either way, that bitch was making $90,000 a year and couldn't tell between the taser and the gun.
Was on the police department for over 20 years.
And she made $90,000 a year.
That's
one of two things.
First of all, I look at that in a negative way. I'm sorry. I ain't working for nobody for 20 years and only make $90,000.
Because you make 100 now.
No, I'm just saying, like, you should, I feel like.
But think about working what you started for 20
years, probably 35.
That's what I'm saying. Because, bro, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Matt, think about teaching.
And she maxed out 15 years ago.
How do you? How much, you know what I mean? How much you think teachers get up to?
So, my mom, to put it in perspective, my mom was a teacher for 20 years. She maxed out at 15 with a master's degree. And I think, because it's state
record. How much?
You said 15.
Yeah,
No. So you max out as a teacher
at 15 years.
You max out at 15 years.
Oh, I thought you said 15,000.
No. As a teacher, you max out at 15 years. And don't quote me on this because it could have changed by this point. I mean, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, they did like a little red strike. With like
that was 10 years ago. And I remember back then, like, she topped out at like 58. And I'm like, this is sad.
Yeah. And you dated a teacher.
Huh?
You dated a teacher.
Yeah.
And she's fucked. No, I'm saying as a teacher. Not trying to be funny, but like, that's why I'm glad she's picking up something else because if not, like.
But she could always go the administration route.
She would have been all right.
And like be a. No, but what I'm saying is she could always further her education and go the administration route, be a principal.
I actually want her to stay at home.
Oh, look at you.
But she.
No, true, but
I still think they max out too, though.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
So I want to bet as a principal, principals in North Carolina probably make no more than $70,000 a year.
Nah.
You don't think they make that much?
I looked it up maybe a couple years ago. Like, I want to say Wake County principal making six figures.
Wake County.
Yeah.
And think about what the Wake County superintendent makes.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, they up there.
Yeah.
You know, bro.
They're up there.
So, put this in perspective, bro. That's a surprise. So, put this in perspective. Willie Gilchrist probably made around $250,000 a year at least.
As a chancellor.
And didn't have to really spend money because they gave him a house. Yeah. They gave him a car.
Yeah.
And gave his wife to a meat coach.
Yeah.
So imagine what the chancellor at Winston-Salem or A&T made.
Imagine what the president of NC State makes.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, a million. Bukuma. Yeah,
easily.
Because you think about easily. The head basketball coach make $2 million.
Yeah.
Mm. The black guy?
Yeah. Basketball and the football coach easily going to make more money than the chancellor.
Yeah.
Or the president. Easily.
Yeah, chancellor ain't bringing in no revenue.
No.
He might bring in a little ass in seats.
What is the purpose of a chancellor?
It's just like the president.
Fall guy.
Same shit.
Useless. Fall guy.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Either way.
You see what happened to
Willie.
Yeah.
I want to put my little 2 cents on
the little black girl.
The incident in Ohio. Uh-huh. I personally believe the cop made the right decision.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect you to say that.
I mean, again, you have a split second to make the right decision. And if you follow the story, chick with the knife is the one who actually called the cops.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. So it's, I would say the body cam footage I watched maybe 30 seconds.
I didn't watch any of it. I refused.
I couldn't watch it. I'm tired of watching this shit.
Absolutely.
So she was attacking one female when he got there. Pushed her to the ground. Cop is like pleading to her, chill. She had the knife in her hand at that point. He was begging her. He ain't going to run up on her because she got a knife pulled.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So you can't necessarily try to put the bitch in an arm bar or some shit. So she runs up on the other girl and cocks the hand back.
She going in for the kill.
Taser ain't gonna stop that.
Not even whether or not a taser's gonna stop
it. Have you been
it.
Tased before?
A knife is a deadly weapon. Right. You're supposed to meet a deadly weapon.
And
with
that's exactly
force.
What I told Justin. And a taser is not a deadly weapon. You gotta meet deadly force with deadly force. Yeah. Like
I said, it was not a win-win situation.
Yeah, it was a lose-lose situation for him anyway. Like,
he is better to be on this side of it than be on the side of, so you watch this girl stab this other girl in the neck.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. she's a young girl, mm-hmm. she's a child, like, you know.
Now, with that being said, it is a completely sad story.
And also, I've never been to a range, whether it was on the military side or on the law enforcement side, and a range instructor said, hey, two to the leg. Never. It's not how.
Really?
I also want us to get away from saying,
if you have to pull your weapon,
saying
and
non-deadly
pull
shot,
the trigger, it's not to aim. It's not to. You're trying to neutralize a threat. They don't teach us to shoot people in the leg or in the calf muscle.
Let me ask you a question though.
There's no such thing as a non-deadly shot.
Do you feel like the four shots was excessive, or do you feel like they were warranted?
So, okay, I don't think they were excessive because I read his background. I swear to God, we and Justin were talking about it, and I didn't know that he had military experience until Black said it. But me being an avid shooter, I shoot all the time, you know, a lover of guns, I knew the way he let off the four shots, that he had some kind of shooting experience or military experience. In that realm, that is not excessive. Black, you should know that. The first two was quick, and the other two is to make sure the target is completely neutralized.
Yeah.
Right?
You sound like Call of Duty.
No, I mean, that's how they're trained. That's how the nigga was fucking special forces. Or whatever the fuck.
Security forces.
Same shit. God damn it. So.
Ain't that what you is?
Nah, he he flipped furniture. He carpeted furniture. Carpenter, yeah. Carpenter division. Yeah. But so it's just sad, man. It's a sad story to tell. It's a sad story to watch. And he's gonna be back at work in 3 months. There's gonna be a thorough investigation. You have to investigate.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to. You have to see that every available pieces of training that he received was not an option in that moment. It's going to take some time. You know, all of us, we're out here sideline policing.
Yep.
You know, and we're all going to do it. It's just human nature.
So right? I'm one of the, I am a realist. So when I heard the situation, I said, he's getting off. And the reason why, Kyle was like, even I never watched the video, but just hearing this scenario, I was like, it's too many ifs to get him even convicted or even fired, really. Once I heard a knife was involved, I said,
yeah. Also, one thing I'm hating is the narrative the media is pushing.
Always.
Right? White cop kills black girl.
Oh, of course.
Right? That's your headline.
Yeah, always.
White cop kills black girl. In this particular instance, I believe race has absolutely nothing to do with it because he saved the life of another black girl.
Mm-hmm. But it's also the facts of the incident.
It is. I mean, race ain't had no.
I feel like white cop and shot but
you
black.
Gotta think that's media propaganda. That's how they're gonna label this. You know,
I mean, that's how they make their money. Absolutely,
yeah. Because guess what,
CNN,
now we're tuned in. You know what I mean? Now they're making money off a 20-second commercial.
Yeah.
Arby's gonna have to pay $1 million.
We have the meats.
Okay. Arby's will sell those. You seen that little video I sent you?
I don't eat.
They sell a dick or something.
Yeah,
right?
I don't eat that stuff.
Oh. Hey, he don't eat Arby's. That's weird. You eat Arby's?
No.
You might not.
Only Tony.
I eat Arby's.
You eat Arby's?
Yeah, every time we go on Liz, he asked me to get off the Zeppelin exit. Hello, ass nigga.
I never be like, damn, I'm hungry. I want some Arby's. Like, never.
If it's there, I'll get it. I'm never going to be like, let me go get Arby's.
You like white Arby's? Though, so it makes sense.
Like, damn,
you don't eat the roast beef, right?
I never.
He familiar with roast beef.
Nobody. Roast beef is not something I get there.
Can we talk about fun stuff, man?
Yeah.
Since
that time.
Like, in the voice of black. So since we're talking about roast beef.
Yeah. I don't know.
So
you a freak.
Miss Jalissa. Yeah. Is it Jalissa or Jalissa?
Jalissa.
Miss Jalissa.
You call me Lisa.
Lisa. All right.
You've been here for 3 hours now. You're gonna give us nicknames, okay?
I mean, because some people can't say Jalissa. Like,
she's the first woman I seen bench press 200 pounds. Cause she'll beat your ass.
Don't do that.
So look, tell us a little bit about your line.
So it is called Jalissa Playroom.
Morning, already. I heard play.
She sells dildos, but chill.
Okay.
So it's adult toys. Okay. I have lingerie, I have bathing suits, I have a couple booty shorts with the little personalized on the back of them. Some say,
what did
it
say, fuck slut?
No, some say thick filet. I got some that say breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I got some that say
niggas love to eat ass.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I got some that say Netflix and chill.
I've been eating ass for like 15 years.
I got
bet.
Yeah, bet. I'm about to retire.
But
sorry.
That boy problem.
Yeah.
But but mostly it's featured around adult toys. Like I was saying before I got here, I was here just about like Rose toys are like my very most popular thing right now. I wish I had one to show you guys, but I sold all out. So it is shaped like a rose. It looks like a rose.
On social media?
Nah.
It has a hole in the top of it.
Okay.
And that's where you can either place it on the woman's nipples or her clitoris. It comes with like 7 or 8 different section or vibrations. And it is
how many?
Like 7 or 8.
How the fuck can I compete with that?
I can't.
I seen your gap.
That's special.
You got two times.
Before you get any, they do this every episode. They have their little laugh. They do that little laugh, hold each other shit.
Nah, I was thinking of like old school. Oh,
the original.
Give a fuck about J-Lo. She left A-Rod. Well, she should have left A-Rod. He rebutted.
I got a question. So, it's a two-part question.
Somebody said, what's your website? They horny. It's a man, too. Sean, big ass.
I don't have a website yet. I am working on my business page once I get.
You got butt plugs?
I'm working on those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a startup, bro.
No, the reason I asked it is like butt plug, like it's one of those things like people, like women ask for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like.
Definitely. Yeah. Anal sex is like top tier to a lot of women.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of women say they get off of anal sex.
Like, I be trying, but like, they like, oh, your dick too thick. I'm like, I know. But it ain't deep, baby. It ain't deep. Like, yeah. Like.
But yeah, a lot of women enjoy anal sex. I personally have never tried it, but from people speaking of it, I've done the finger in the butt, though. Like,
A few fingers?
Like, two.
Big butt.
Big booty hole.
Okay.
You said fisting.
Damn, in the butt.
Yeah, in the booty.
No, that's that porno type shit.
Would you
watch it, don't you?
Would you lick your ass?
No, we had a discussion before you got here.
I get my ass ate a lot. Yeah.
No.
Can I ask you my two-part question?
Sure. Okay.
All right. What's the average length of dildo that you sell?
So I have right.
This bothers me.
I have an issue too.
Let him hold it.
What is your issue? So this is a rabbit.
Okay.
What I'm about to show you.
Rabbit. So I'm gonna show the people because.
So and really, it's
that motherfucker look like I'm throwing up three. That bitch like a cactus.
Yeah, we paid.
So
we paid.
So of course, that's vagina. Funny. Yeah, anus, of course. Definitely. And this right here is your rabbit ears that goes on the clitoris. So
interesting. Okay.
It's nothing like, you know.
It is creeping.
So as far as length, I would say that's somewhat reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my issue. So these 24-inch...
keep it up.
These 24-inch double-ended dildos.
The point is, Tori, I want them to see it, too. It's not live, but like we gonna post this on YouTube. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So these 24-inch double-ended dildos that y'all be using.
Don't say y'all. See, black people hate when you use the word y'all.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Black women at that.
And then.
She's on the end.
You come back and meet a regular nigga like D Black.
As far as that goes, just like
express yourself.
The penis is a muscle. The vagina is also a muscle. This is where Kegels come into play. All right, and you also got Kegel balls.
You got them too.
I'm working on them actually, I have some of my own. So
you working that pussy? I'm asking questions. So I'm asking questions.
So
Me Too movement is at an all time.
I think me and her are comfortable enough for I can ask these questions.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I've been knowing you for like twenty years. So this is where Kegels come into play.
Famous.
All right. So anyway,
lawsuit.
Please don't sue us.
This is where Kegels come into play. So any woman that is really out here, having sex like that should be able to work their Kegel muscles. I don't know if you ever had a chick work their Kegel muscles while you were inside of them or not.
Like when they tighten?
Yeah, you tighten and you let go.
Yeah, I think all mine got to.
It got to?
Yeah, loose.
But that's also where Kegel balls come into play. I have Kegel balls at home, actually. They're actual crystals, actually. They're rose quartz crystals.
You keep them in a Ziploc bag?
No, actually.
A Walmart
bag. Mine come in a crystal
case.
She said.
Like it's trash.
In the bathroom. You know where you store the vegetables in the bottom of the fridge?
Y'all eat here, boy.
Mommy, what's this behind the can? the four cold balls down there. That's
you be cool. Freezing them before you put in that pussy?
No! Oh, what are we?
I always thought when you opened up a package with a dildo and it said keep refrigerating.
I got them glass you freeze. You ain't got freezing glass.
I don't know why I assume dildos were cold. Yeah. They're supposed to be used
cold. If you was a woman, would you want a cold dildo? Anything cold going inside of you?
No, my thing is, I feel like it would stiffen it because like they floppy.
No,
like,
they already
freeze it.
Yeah, I feel like they purple and floppy. That's how I feel. And you proved my point because that was a purple dick.
That was not floppy though.
But it was a purple dick.
But that was
though.
Not floppy though.
I know, true. Yeah.
So here's
my dick floppy.
Here's my thing. How am I supposed to compete with a toy that can penetrate your ass, your vagina, and play with the clicker at the same time? I can't compete. Yeah. I am through.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I told you, I feel like your household was boring anyway. Yeah. I was bored Saturday just being there.
I ain't. That was good. That was good. Hold some time, bro.
What did I say earlier?
Yeah, I know.
That's what I need.
Was Kevin.
Yeah, because I said I miss y'all. I had fun.
Them lamb chops was busting even. Okay.
I got to cut off red meat.
Steak was to die for.
I know, I just feel like I need to. I feel like because my dick been working like this. I mean, honestly, like my dick been. Like,
your
my
pores
dick
look clogged.
Like, I was trying to keep a serious face as I could. I really feel like, because last time, like, I cut out red meat for the longest time, for like 2 years.
A win.
And then I started moving, before I moved with you.
Okay.
And then, that's when I had the best dick years of my life. You hear me?
What the fuck? Well, you just said when you moved in with me?
Then he started, because, you know, back then I couldn't cook. So, whatever he cooked, I had to eat, basically.
Yeah.
So, I started eating red meat again, man.
I want to get back to.
I've been using honey.
So how do you compete?
Yeah, like how?
I don't think it's more about competing. That's the thing. You got to incorporate it.
Yeah, you do. It's more. It's.
So I got a question then. So this might help. This might help answer that question.
Okay.
I do know some men that are offended if their woman have toys. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's an insecurity.
Well. I disagree with them. I would only be offended if my woman pulls out her toy
after you're done.
After I'm done.
He's trying to sleep, you know.
That's when I would have the problem.
He like, who started mowing? He's like, who mowing grass?
It's 3 a.m.
Hey, look.
Who up this early?
You over there tired. Don't work your poor little heart out.
Who? Ruben, is that you?
Post-nut clarity done set in. I'm yeah, what it is. Nah, but Black, are you okay with your lady having
if y'all, because y'all been together for how long? 4 years, probably.
Yeah.
How old, Blake?
Three.
So yeah, about four. So,
niggas don't ever know their kids' ages.
So, because you might be at a point where three, now, five. Like she, you might be tired of her. She might be tired of you. Not saying that's the case.
Yeah.
You might as well spice this motherfucker up. You know what I mean? Like. Hey, look.
Usually, when women. When women want to spice shit up,
sex bag.
It's butt play.
Ain't no way.
Hey, look, you remember.
Hey, look, Keisha and Tay.
Keisha and Tay.
She's not paying you no mind. Shut up.
Look, don't piss off in the middle of this episode, please.
No. I was letting him know when women say they want to spice up the bedroom, the sex life, there's usually ass play involved. And I was just saying, You can confirm that. Why you gotta use me as an example? Well, you're a living testimony. I mean, you...
So,
and living come.
So, all right, boom. Let me, all right. So, this is coming from a woman who took advice. I take a lot of advice from men. Uh-huh. So, one of my guy friends told me, he said, all right, what's your favorite food?
Let's go. Hold on, it's gonna take all night.
All kinds of shrimp.
Nah, for the sake of conversation, let's go with these niggas ignorant. Let's go with jerk chicken.
Do you want to eat jerk chicken every day?
No.
Of course not. So
you sound like you're telling me it's okay to cheat.
No, I'm not telling you it's okay to cheat.
Yeah, I need
to. Listen to what I'm saying.
Clear this up for me.
Don't do that. Listen to what I'm saying. It kind of goes hands in hand. Like, it's the same thing from a woman. Like, when you're in a relationship, of course, like, what comes with you comes with you. But just like you don't want the same thing every night, we don't want the same thing every night. So that's where, if you don't want me going outside of this relationship, why not bring something in here that's going to basically put both of us to sleep? It's going to basically satisfy the both of us. Like, if I can get a toy that's going to get both of us off, would you be down for it?
So my question is, would you spend the rest of your life with a man where every time y'all have sex, you would need to add something to make sure that
But it shouldn't be like that, though.
Well, it goes back to, I seen somebody say on a study from, I want to say, University of Connecticut. some university professor came out with a, it wasn't necessarily a study, but he said, it was a statement to women, and he was like, do women understand that when a man has a small penis, he was born with it. Like, he has absolutely
no control over it. Yeah.
It's like somebody who didn't hit a growth
spurt. Definitely.
Right, so.
Mm-hmm. Me.
You gotta, when you get with somebody, you're gonna, that's,
women, but what does a man have control over?
You know what women never say when what they're looking for in a man? You women, because you gotta accept dick size for what it is and be happy with that. You can't sit here and tell me, okay, you're gonna get with a nigga, and dick size doesn't necessarily mean good or bad sex, all right? So that's not what I'm talking about. But especially when you have to incorporate a toy every time y'all decide to lay down in bed together.
But
that shit gonna get tired.
But this is my thing, though. If you she are a man cheat. And you know that your dick is little, right? Amen. And you know your dick is little.
Amen.
I feel like you should be top tier in something else. You feel what I'm saying?
Pay the bills.
Like.
Yeah. Upkeep the household.
I eat pussy very well, yeah.
Thank you. Like, I'm talking about sexually, but yes, those are also pleasures. But I'm talking about sexually.
Men, they're men that can mentally stimulate women.
And I feel women
get off from that.
You're not dead.
You don't think so?
No, hell no. I'm just like, not what? Like, you?
Yeah.
Hey, you're smart. Don't get me wrong.
Talk to you about the universe, you know. Talk about.
I feel like you.
Talk about like plate tectonics and shit like that.
I feel
that.
Like you dry bitches up.
Oh, what?
Damn.
Yeah, let me tell you about this AR-15. Why you should have it in your house. Yeah, you know. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead home. You know,
I'll holler at you tomorrow.
To my rose. Like, yeah, like. See, that's
to my rose.
To my rose. Like, yeah. Fuck with you.
I'm not against toys at all. Like, I truly feel like, you know, in a long term relationship, you have to keep it spicy.
Exactly.
Right.
I feel like in any relationship anyway,
jerk
like
chicken.
You have to keep it spicy.
Facts. And jerk chicken made me shit all day, but I'll take it. It's worth the risk. Like,
they say when you love a woman, she make you shit. So that makes sense.
So here's my thing. So like, the older I've gotten,
give you bubbles.
The give you bubbles.
Shit,
bubble guts.
Shit every day I go home. I love it.
You love it.
Happy to be there.
Yeah. Well, you ain't got no. I feel like you shit regardless. Your diet bad.
Not now. Not the last month.
Sometimes
I lived with you.
Like it
got to the point where I didn't know if you were shitting or jacking off. Like I got I got confused. Sometimes like, nigga go to the bathroom for 30 minutes. I be in the living room chilling. He come out for 10, then go back for another 20, and it's like what?
Chipotle, the man. Fuck He's going on?
Chipotle. Math ain't adding up.
Yeah, but now, so like the older I've got, so like, not saying like I'm so much older than y'all, but like the more older I get, fuck you.
You are.
Like you encounter women that you realize that is necessary. They, because a lot of women have different ways they need the orgasm or come, whatever you want to call it. So, and sex weird now. It's weird now. Women, white men pay us to fuck their wives. I'm just saying.
That's a profession?
No, I'm just saying. It's like a white man might be saying, like, I really want you to fuck my wife. And you be like, okay.
That's very strange.
It's strange because, like. Because
he going to watch you.
Exactly. I mean, but there are a lot of swingers.
Swingers
nowadays. Yeah. Like it's very
and it's
very
always
common.
Been a thing.
Like, my
but
coworker,
I older
I'm not even gonna lie to you. My coworker,
I can't
she
get
is
jiggy
cool
with that.
As I don't know what, but
I can't
her,
get jiggy with it.
Her parents are actually swingers.
Yeah,
like they ended up marrying the woman that they were swinging with. Her husband divorced her because he, I guess he, you know,
that pussy was better than the one he had. Yeah. I feel you.
So, shut up.
Let's be honest.
So, what it was her parents, okay, her parents and another couple were fucking each other, basically. They were swingers. So, the husband of this other couple, they're white. Okay. They're from Utah.
They Mormon as fuck. So they free.
Yeah, you already know. So, the husband of this other couple decided that he wanted to leave. So, then, therefore, I didn't mean to put my big fancy, but therefore... Mm-hmm. She actually married her parents, her biological parents, to this woman. So all three of them are married. They live in the same household. They all have a job.
So
all
this bitch
is
unicorn.
Live.
I just found that term out the other day. Like, so unicorn is the bitch. I'm sorry. The woman that's like the third. Mm. Yeah.
But she actually married her parents to another woman.
And ain't polygamy legal here? Or is just illegal in most states?
I think it's most states because they actually got married in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, so
she
married
him.
So it's illegal here, but they went to.
Yeah. So from what she told me, her parents and them, you know, got her ordained. They went to the Dominican Republic and she married her parents.
Do we think sex can be abused?
In what sense?
Sex is meant to be beautiful.
Right. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, the world was taught sex through the Bible, really. Christianity actually pushed sex, right?
And they really used it in a means to be fruitful.
Right.
You know?
And the Bible does say sex is supposed to be, like, beautiful. It's supposed to be a moment.
Man, fuck that. Fuck
that.
Man,
it's your guy.
She get nasty. Hear me? Over here.
You gotta look at the times that we're in now, though. Like,
this shit changed.
Shit changed. Generations is different.
It
like
evolves,
my,
right?
It evolves. My grandparents, like, my grandmother, I've actually had a conversation with my grandmother, and she said they never had oral sex. Like, they never had
oral
sex. They don't do that. Like,
like, the first nigga ate pussy in 06. I remember. It was big.
It was big.
New York Times shit. Like, for
you
real?
Like, I ate pussy
but
in 05.
They, you know.
You was underground with it though.
Nah, I was overground.
Oh yeah, 05. You were what?
Boy, fuck you. Yeah, I was eating pussy in 2004. God damn.
You a problem.
And I was eating ass in 2005.
Yeah, you a problem.
Yeah, I am. Now look at me. Dick can't work.
Well, you got that. Hmm? You got that.
But you're right. But hold up. They won't suck and dick back in the
60s? No, they didn't eat cat. They didn't do none of that. Oral sex was not a thing for that
generation. Can you picture Fred Hampton eating the pussy back in the day?
Eyes open.
Fred Hampton.
Head bowed, eyes open, bitch clenched. No pussy.
Yeah,
that wasn't part of their generation.
I feel like back then...
Who decided that vagina was supposed to be eaten?
and dicks were supposed to be sucked.
A nasty motherfucker.
That's a good question.
I love that nasty motherfucker.
I got some old school uncles that be like, I don't eat shit, I bleed for 7 days and don't die.
And don't quote me on this. I think oral sex, I want to say oral sex kind of generated also in the gay community.
Mm. I mean, because when you think about it, yeah. Because what else were you...
so we all got gay tendencies. That's what you're trying to say.
I knew he was coming with it.
I'm a lesbo.
I'm a lesbian. Yeah.
Remember we used to say that in grade school?
Yeah.
As a stutter. So
I can see it now. Just you like, do. Oh, you don't like dudes.
You do look like a dyke.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I look like a dyke.
Yeah.
You're not like the ugly ones, dude.
There's some cute ones out there.
Yeah, I'll fuck them.
Yeah,
I fuck Ari.
They'll
right
fuck you too.
Someone's got to give.
Now so, you really do like a dyke though.
On some days, I agree.
You like one that just we shouldn't say dyke.
Just started twisting their head. They getting locks. So more about your business. What made you want to get into that line of business?
For one, because sex sales. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be real about it. Everybody's doing it. Social media has glorified it in some type of way. And it sells. You got women with OnlyFans. You got men with OnlyFans. Like, Next.
I know a girl that she's from Hollister. She said she made like 10 bands in a couple months.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And
that's on the low end, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I bet you she ain't in the top 2%.
I think they tell them that. I think they tell all those OnlyFans creators that just to make them keep posting.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an algorithm that tells them they're the top something percent.
Mm. But you know what they, I mean, they not that stupid though, because if you're in the top whatever percent, the money in the account should reflect it. Mm. Right? Now you can't tell me I'm in the top 3% in the world and I got $30.
I've seen girls that post like I'm in the top 4%. No, in a fucking way. Your OnlyFans $30 a month. Ain't nobody subscribing to your shit. So, not for $30
a month. Let me ask you this: you as a woman, and you're in this, you know, sex industry. You know, what is some advice you can give us as men in our relationships or situationships, whatever?
Who got a situation?
At me, kid. Just at me, kid. Like, look, I listened to the last episode. Like, do you love your woman? No. You asked me that. Like, why would you do that? Like, you
why would you say no?
Because I don't. The fuck? What you mean? I just met her. The fuck?
This is terrible.
Buff,
no. You have to scrap this one.
Nah, you ain't. Let her know. Now tell us, Jaleesa, I can work my dick better. Like, tell me what I can do to make my life better. Shit.
Yeah.
For one, as far as sexually, don't be insecure. Mm-hmm. As far as they go. Because for one, like I was saying earlier, like sometimes it's really not even the size of the boat. Like it's the motion in the ocean. Because you have some men who are blessed and don't know what to do with it, and you have some men who aren't, you know, who lack and know what to do with it. But also, like, shit, sex is supposed to be beautiful. It's supposed to be passionate. It's supposed to be sincere. Like,
even the nasty shit?
Even the nasty shit. Mm-hmm. Like, because why are you doing that nasty shit with that person if you ain't?
Mm-hmm. Spitting the mouth with passion.
Don't do that. You spit in the mouth.
I don't.
You got a little slow drip.
See, we always go off on DP. I never. But
you
but
do that.
Spit in the mouth. Nah, yeah. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Yeah.
Me personally. I'm nasty, but I just feel like that's a little too nasty. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't understand your logic.
I don't know.
You
lick, I feel like you lick, though, cause I got you, limits too.
You lick like, truffle butt out, asshole, but you won't let a girl spin your mouth?
Because I ate ass while she was on her period.
No. So truffle butt is like the mixture of the fluids.
He a different kind of sick, man. Yeah.
I've only done like more than one.
He said, he said he put out on tape or something.
No, I said you just got blocked.
Wait a minute.
That's kind of sick, man. Like,
your asshole ain't bleeding.
You need a therapist.
I do. I said that on plenty of occasions. I need therapy. I need help. But now, but on some serious shit though, like, I get insecurities because, like, so basically, you need to walk in that bedroom like it's the biggest.
Exactly.
Like, even if your dick little, you need to walk in.
If like, you're going to be naked and you choose to have sex with anybody in this world, like, you have to be secure in yourself, right? Because nobody wants to fuck with the lights off all the time.
Lights going off.
Lights going off.
Nah. I'm going to at least cut TV on.
You get a silhouette lead.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to
see
have
this sex. How
does see him now? I can see who a pasties on his shit.
You stupid.
Yeah, I asked about that shit. She said can go on titties. Me and my lady can use it.
The rose?
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
how much the rose cost?
$40.
That little motherfucker $40.
Damn.
Yes, and it's worth every bit of $40.
Yeah, I know. You showed me that message. Somebody, you just gave it to him that today.
What's
and she used it and said, thank you.
Yeah, what's, definitely.
What's the valuation of your company? Because you trying to, I'm going to have to send Mark Cuban talk to you.
You need to go to Shark Attack. What is it?
Shark Attack. That's you.
Yeah.
The first sign of blood.
You said you ain't got no
more. No, I sold my last one actually before I came here.
Yeah, that's why she won't late. It was somebody else. But she was like, she might be late because she had to get all these little.
Yeah, I have people. Yeah,
you were dropping all the packs.
Yeah, you know.
She
said
drugs, basically. But pussy drugs, yeah.
Yeah.
So give some advice to these ladies. Because here's my thing. So, me being a, for lack of better words, nasty motherfucker, right? I feel like women aren't as open to me being a nasty motherfucker. Do you feel like women need to be more open these days?
I feel like it's all in the woman, like.
It's also the chemistry. It's all chemistry.
You have to be comfortable.
You have to be comfortable.
You could be like too sexually aggressive though?
No.
That might turn them off a little bit.
No.
I mean, that's
not me. No, MJ. MJ sexually aggressive. From knowing him for however long I've known him, even though he weird, he's sexually aggressive. But me.
So is Bill Cosby.
Same bitch. But, that just only because they don't make us. I don't know what the hell Bill be got going on. They say he broke out of jail.
Oh, fuck, he did.
Didn't see shit.
I didn't see a lot.
Exactly. But anyway, now, sex weird nowadays.
I don't find it to be weird. I feel like you gotta,
I feel like the older we get, the more we get, we see more. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you see shit that you didn't, even you see it on porno, but you didn't know it happened in real life. You know what I'm saying? And when I mean real life, like, you know a motherfucker that do this.
Okay. Yeah, some things, yeah. Okay, I can agree. Some
like you was talking about the swinger lifestyle. Like,
yeah.
You see it on Pornhub, but you like, oh, no. And Jeanette is over here really sucking four dicks in one weekend. You know what I mean?
Like, and her husband cool. Yeah.
And her husband watching.
Yeah.
He recording the whole thing.
Like, he get off of it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's one of them things where you see this shit and you like, motherfuckers is like literally lighting a candle and dripping wax on their lady.
Oh, no.
She's scarred up at work Monday and can't sit on the back of her seat. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what happened?
I don't know.
If they sitting forward.
That's why they sitting forward, because they can't put no pressure on their back. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, but like, I like, because like, I'm very open. Y'all know this.
Right.
You think it's weird.
Yeah, I think you're bisexual. I mean, you're a little bit too old, actually.
Yeah, you said that on a few occasions.
Scary.
If you say a lot of shit off this podcast, I ain't gonna talk about.
What? If it's off the record, it's off the record.
Exactly.
All
right. Exactly.
I ain't said it.
You said it. I ain't gonna talk about a DC trip. I'm playing.
Don't do Tony like that on episode. That's not cool.
Tony, Fuck them boots. Anyway, Jaleesa, I want to thank you for everything.
You're so very welcome.
We've been, I haven't been asking her to come on this shit for like at least since we started.
You've been booked and busy.
She got a whole job. She got kids.
She got a whole lot of shit.
She don't look like it, but she got kids.
I understand. How many kids you got?
I have two boys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How old them is?
11.
My oldest. Well, my oldest will be 11 in December.
He's is he really? I was joking. God damn.
Yeah, he'll be 11 in December.
Oh, he grown.
Yeah, so, I got a full-grown man. And then my youngest, he's 4. He'll be 5 in July.
We got to go, but I have one serious question for you.
Okay, what's up?
Like, how do you feel raising two young black kids in the current climate?
It's scary because they're going to be black men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a double whammy.
Yeah, you know, it's a lose-lose situation. Because I know when they get out here in this world, they're going to have to work 10 times harder than someone who is, let's be real, white. Mm-hmm. They can have the smarts, they got the talent, but they're going to have to be able to deal with a lot of bullshit in this world. Mm-hmm. And so that's where me as a mom, as a black mother comes into play. Like, so what I do as far as starting this business, like, this wasn't just for me, this is for them as well. Because from this, I want to do more. I want to be able to, whenever they get ready to walk out of my door, I want them to know about credit. I want them to know about that you don't have to go into debt going to college to make a living in this world. You can get a trade, and mm-hmm. it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. Like, I want them to be able to stand on their own 2 feet. I want them to be able to provide. I want them to be able to walk out of my door in America as a black man and stand as a black king in this world for what they are really meant to be. Mm. So they, from birth, have a target on their back, for one. Doesn't matter how they're raised. Doesn't matter if they're the most loving, kindest, sweetest, smartest. It doesn't matter. Like, they're a threat to white America anyway. So it's scary because my boys are loving. Like, you know what I'm saying? I believe in a village. And it's always been that way. I just feel like this world is very, I'm very pulled back. I don't date outside my race for that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I've never dated outside my race. Let's make that very clear, because I feel like black men are the most powerful, the most intelligent, like, men on this earth. But because society, And let's be real, we've been cursed for a certain amount of years, and we get this crabs in a barrel mentality. We don't really see that, mm-hmm. but we are destined for so much more than what we are put out in this world. And you're being beaten up, you're being killed, you're being discredited, you're not giving the recognition that you deserve as a black man in America, because this land was really built on the backs of natives and African Americans. Mm-hmm. Well, Africans, you know what I'm saying? Our slaves. So I feel like it's tough, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's tough in every aspect. Just like if they were to go out here in this world, I feel like it doesn't matter years from now, and they decided they want to date someone outside their race, specifically a white woman. They're going to have a target on their back regardless. That doesn't give them a pass. Just like it's not going to give their children a pass, because once they see that black man walk through their door as their father, they're black, regardless. Mm-hmm. Their white side doesn't matter. And it's scary because that's the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not given a fair chance in this world. So, as their mother, it's my responsibility to make sure I instill certain knowledge and qualities in them, so that way when they leave the home, when they leave the nest, they know what's out here in this world.
They can maneuver. Yeah.
They can control their emotions, because a lot of black men do not control their emotions. Yeah. Because when you are told that you express yourself, you know what I'm saying, you get picked on. Hey, you're weak. You're a punk. You're a sissy. You're this, you're that. To control their emotions and
in a mad way, like, I have trouble controlling my emotions.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they're not, you're really not allowed to express yourself and it be something that's like warranted. It's always have to be something like an underlying issue for it. Like, when it comes to a black man, they always got to have father issues. Oh, the daddy wasn't there, or oh, the mama was this, or you know, maybe this happened to him when he was younger, and it's just kind of like, let me say what the fuck I got to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I want them to be able to do, because my oldest son come to me and tell me everything, so I enjoy it. Like, but I want them to be able to really walk out my door, leave my nest, and stand tall as a black man in America. Like, I want them to have a foundation. I want them to be able to stand, like, to for real, walk this earth and, like, know that they are some of the most powerful people in this world.
Because I'm going to keep it 100 with you. No, I mean, I'm not even being funny. It's going to be harder for them than it even was for us.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
It's going to be tough.
And if you haven't noticed, like, our generation, like, our kids' generation, like, I think I seen an article, it was like 3 black kids was like the highest, like, IQ in, like, America or something like this. Like, this generation that we are producing, like, right now, we're building up. They're very intelligent. Like, this is going to be the generation to really.
Nah, they smart.
Yeah, this is going to be the generation to really set a lot of shit in stone. Like.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to be funny. I feel like when we were growing up, we didn't start reading until, like, we were, like, 4 or 5 years old. These kids are reading at 1, 2
years old. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. I mean, yeah.
Our generation, we have some level of intelligence, but we're short-tempered.
And you have to think, like, back when we were growing up, the internet wasn't as...
Exactly.
The internet wasn't really as... We didn't have that much access to the internet. And it's not out there like it is now. So now that the internet is out there now, they have another tool. It just depends on how you use it.
Have you had that talk with them about, like, being black in America and about how they should act? Like, not saying how they should act. Yeah. I shouldn't say that. But let's just say they get pulled over by the police, or if they get stopped, like, coming home from school or something like that and saying, hey, this is what you should do.
This is how you should conduct
yourself. I honestly... Yeah.
And I ain't gonna... Should, I feel like, is a strong term.
It is.
But I'm just saying, just to protect... I had this conversation with my brothers, like, this is what you need to do to make it home. And I imagine they're grown. But I still say, this is what you need to do to make sure you make it home to your kids at night.
Yeah.
Do you have that conversation with your boys?
Honestly, I haven't had that conversation with my boys.
Are you scared to have that conversation?
A little bit, yeah. Because I feel like it's going to be some more questions as to, like, well, why is my skin such a big issue to people? You know what I'm saying? Because we aren't raised to see color. Yeah. Like, as much as black people have been through, we welcome everybody to the cookout.
Too many people.
We welcome every race.
Space table, not everybody.
Yeah.
We welcome every race to the cookout.
At the space table.
But we are not welcome in return. So I feel like right now they're in a place where they don't see color. They just see their friends.
Yeah.
They don't, you know what I'm saying? They see their friends' parents. Like, they don't. It's that age where I feel like they're very just young and they're very innocent. And it's just, of course, he sees TV, but it's kind of like, but mommy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's kind of like a hard topic.
One thing that I think our people in particular, we're argumentative, right? In nature, we are argumentative. And I think if we understand that getting in a confrontation is not the time to prove your innocence, that's go to just get in the cuffs and go talk to the judge. Get a lawyer. Yeah.
We don't know how to back down.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
We don't know, like, how to back down.
We're a bit argumentative. And the reason for that, like I said, is you got to think. Look at the age range of a lot of the people that are being gunned down. They're either slightly above us or our age, right?
Yeah.
We've seen too much. We've went through too much. So right now we're aggressive. We're short-tempered. We ain't got the time.
Have you ever been arrested?
I've been arrested. All
right. So, when you got arrested, did you deserve to get arrested?
Was I what?
Did you deserve to get arrested? Yeah. So the one time I did get arrested, I didn't deserve to get arrested. So do you feel like I should have not been argumentative in that situation?
No, it's not the time. Well, maybe back then we wouldn't been looking at the situation like we're doing now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So maybe back, not saying arguing back then was okay, but it may have not led to.
Because the motherfucker told me I had a warrant out for my arrest. I'm like, it's not true. And like, and I had this, and I argued it down because I'm like, I don't have a worn out for my arrest. I'm like, I couldn't have done that crime because I was in college.
Like Sergeant Void in Chicago PD said, if it's not true, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
That's what you think. And then that's when you see this shit happen in the world. Then that now is something to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's double edged, lose.
But also, like I said, that happened to me in 2010. If that would have happened to me in 2021, it would probably have been a different subject. You know what I mean? Take your ass home.
Yeah, we got to go. Tiffany, it was great.
Tiffany.
Lisa. And what's Melissa. Jaleesa. Keisha. Andrika. I'm about to give y'all 16 bars.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Nah, I'm playing. No, it was great having you. Give us your handle. You want to give the people your social media handle? They know how to find you.
Sure. So, Jaleesa. Damn.
Swole.
So, you can't take none of y'all seriously. Like, for real.
Especially D Black. He just.
None of y'all. But for right now, social media is just my Facebook page, Jaleesa Lee. Jaylee's Playroom social media page will launch soon once I get my photo shoot pictures back. But
put that pussy on the internet.
Shut up.
Good night.